Two beloved paintings have swapped locations for a while, one from California to London, the other from London to California. No passports involved. The Huntington Art Museum near LA and London's National Gallery are welcoming enthusiastic new visitors to see the masterpieces. Here's NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
A rosy-cheeked fellow, maybe 15, in a blue satiny suit, blue bows on his shoes, went back home after a century away. When he first left London, 90,000 people came to say goodbye. Some wept, but he's had a good run at the Huntington.
It is the one thing everybody wants to see.
Christina Nielsen, director of the museum, says Thomas Gainsborough's 1770 painting has been reproduced on all kinds of tchotchkes.
Lamps, pepper grinders, ashtrays.
And why not? The kid is adorable and getting a nice welcome back in England. Meanwhile, the London Gallery loaned the Huntington Joseph Wright of Derby's 1768 work, An Experiment on a Bird in the Air Pump. Huh? A mad scientist.
He is probably a traveling lecturer.
Flowing red robe, glowing long white hair, holds up a big glass bubble. There's a beautiful white bird inside the bubble. A lid makes the bubble airtight. The experimenter turns a crank on a vacuum pump that's attached to the jar. Stay with me now. He pumps out the air. The bird looks distressed.
The poor cockatoo is unable to breathe.
Melinda McCurdy, Huntington curator of British art.
If air is not let back in the jar soon, the bird will unfortunately die.
What's so funny? Two little girls at the lecturer's round wooden table are horrified. One covers her face. She can't look. Their grandfather tries to comfort them. A young couple, though, just looks at one another.
They're really not paying attention to the scientific experiment.
They're in love. The most interested of the 10 observers holds a big watch. He knows how long it will take before the bird asphyxiates.
I'm hoping that he's going to watch his watch and say, time to let the air back in.
Woo! Why? It's a scientific experiment. They're studying the nature of air, what it does, what depends on it. 1768 was the Enlightenment, a time of empirical observation, experimentation, technology, and showbiz. The old white-haired fellow isn't a real scientist. He and others like him are showmen. Entertainers.
These guys would travel around and give demonstrations in people's houses.
Earning their living. So the cockatoo couldn't die. They were expensive. The pseudoscientist could lose money replacing them. Thus the watch, the release, the bird back in the big air-filled bubble. And Brits bought their own air pumps to do their own experiments, instruction books included. I mean, there was no Real Housewives of Las Vegas in 1768. This was real entertainment back then.
And if you'll notice, the lecturer is looking straight out at the audience, and he's the only one making eye contact with us, and it's almost as if he's asking us, should I let the air back in?
Yes, let in the air. And then thank Joseph Wright of Derby for capturing the scene in his masterpiece. On display now at California's Huntington Art Museum. In Washington, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.